Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, good morning. This is Women in Business Radio. I'm Dr. Cotton, your host. This morning I'm introducing a tele-summit and, for women in business. The name of the tele-summit is called Women's Stories of Challenge in Business. Women in Business 3-Day Summit. And I have chosen to conduct this tele-summit given the stage of, you know, where we are in our business cycle. I think many of us at this point is indeed having some type of challenge that we have to go through to take our business forward. It's a critical stage in our business cycle. And so I thought that I will host a tele-summit providing you with information that can be helpful in helping you to rebound your business. And so this morning I start my 3-day summit with a panel of women as speakers. And who these women are is that they are women business leaders also, and they have had some challenges in their business. And they are here this morning to share with us some of the strategies that they have used to take their business forward. Strategies that they have used that are tried and tested, and so we know that they work. And so I think rather than, you know, looking at, you know, thinking of doing it ourselves and, you know, going through, you know, trial and error as to find out which method or strategies works best, I think if we can learn from those who have been there, it's a much easier and helpful and more productive approach to taking our business further. So I've created this learning circle, I call it, with women who are experienced entrepreneurs. Our speakers are pioneers in the field of entrepreneurship. They are role models, they are mentors, and women leaders to thousands of women globally. And I believe that you too can benefit from their knowledge and expertise. So today I have a lineup of guests, including Deborah Lange, Lynn Hawkins, Deborah St. Hillier, Dr. Cicely DeAngelo, and Sharita Philip. All of these women who are joining us this morning are women who have a heart-centered objective in facilitating the empowerment of women globally. So joining me this morning are women who are really interested in the empowerment of women. So I ask you to join me this morning to be energized, to reignite your spirit of entrepreneurship, and rejuvenate your passion. And I want to say, you know, that I think coming, joining this forum, whether live or in archive, you will get, you know, the opportunity. This is an opportunity, I think, to learn from others about some of the challenges that we face as women in business. I think it gives us an opportunity to learn, you know, some of the strategies that we can use to evaluate our business, to identify areas that may need to be modified to move our business forward. To understand some of the strategies that are available for you to integrate into your business strategy plan to make your business grow. Strategies that you can use to deal with your many challenges that you are facing. Strategies that have been tried and tested so that you don't have to learn by trial and error. So without saying any more, I would like to introduce the women who will be on our panel this morning and who are here to share with us their knowledge, their experience, and their expertise. I want to say welcome, ladies. I see that I have a lineup with many women, and I'm glad that you are here. So I will ask that you introduce yourself. I'll call the last four digits of your telephone number, 9407. Hi, how are you? Can you introduce yourself?
Hello, I am Dr. DeAngelo.
Hi. I'm from the United States. What else?
Are you there?
I'm sorry. I'm still here. I'm still here.
Okay. Okay, so introduce yourself.
Oh, I am Dr. D'Angelo. I have many businesses and workshops and radios and an author, and I'm just from the United States, and I would like to help more of us come into business in the United States as well as Canada worldwide, because we make a big part of the consumers in the market, so our voices need to be heard.
Okay, then. So thank you, Dr. Angelo. And the next person, the last four digits is 0240. Can you introduce yourself? Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello.
Is it 0240? Who is it? Can you introduce
line
yourself?
From Australia. So I've been in business for over 20 years, and some of those challenges have been having to go in and out of my business for children, for midlife, divorce, and then for caring for my parents. And they've been challenges to keep consistency and have to start again and again. But I've managed to do it, and I've got some strategies to share with people who's also struggling with the balance of all the other things that we have to do in life.
Okay, so thank you, Deborah. And Deborah is from Australia, and thank you for joining me. And you're welcome. The next person, their telephone number ends with 4900. Who is that?
Hi, Dr. Cutler. This is Sharita Phillip. Please forgive my voice. I'm getting over a cold. Thank you so much for having me on your show. I am CEO and founder of Dynamic Empowerment LLC, a life coaching business, and author of three books, two of which were co-author. I am also an inspirational speaker, an ordained deacon, and a law enforcement officer, a wife, and a mother. It has always been my dream to own my own business. But what gave me the push was the untimely death of my sister at the early age of 23 to cancer. So I have made it my life mission to empower women not to stall their dreams, because tomorrow isn't promised to anyone. So my coaching business, I've pretty much been doing it over 10 years, but I made it official in 2014. And ever since then, I have been empowering women to renew, remove, and replace their negative mindset with all the positive that's about their lives so that they can live their dynamic life that God created them to be. So I look forward to learning and hearing from all you lovely ladies on the line. Again, thank you, Dr. Cutler.
You're welcome. I thank you very much, Arita, for your introduction. We have the next person. Telephone number ends in 8091. Can you introduce yourself?
Hi, Dr. Cottle. It's Deb St. Hilaire. I am a holistic life and transitions coach for women, an author, and a speaker. And because of that, I have a show called The Devolution Show. And I started Michigan's first women's internet radio network, which is W4Divas.com. My mission is to enlighten, empower, and entertain divas and those that love us.
Thank you, Deborah, for introducing yourself, and thanks for joining me this morning. The last person I have here is the last number in your telephone number is 8091. Hi, how are you?
That was me, Dr. Cottle, Deb St. Hilaire.
Okay, then, thank you. And who ends in 4900? That's Sharita.
Yes.
Seeing, who haven't gotten a chance to introduce themselves? I think I have a 770 number.
Dear. Yes, this is
hi,
Lynn.
Oh, hi, Lynn. How are you? Good morning.
Oh, good morning. I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine
so
this
wonderful.
Morning. I'm glad that you can join me on my call. Life is really great. I'm really blessed. I feel really good.
Wonderful. I love hearing that. I love hearing the other ladies introduce themselves. I'm just so excited to be here to share in this conversation this morning. And I'm V. Lynn Hawkins, and along with how I impact the world with my business, I am the founder and dean of the P3 Academy of Social Entrepreneurship, teaching entrepreneurs how to build social enterprises that not only bring big business, but they can allow them to do more good in the world. I'm faculty of social entrepreneurship at Directions University, one of the foremost online universities for the university after the university learning about building business. And I'm creator and contributor to the Permission Movement, which is a movement introducing women or more women to the concept of giving ourselves permission to not only be the powerful, divine women that we were created to be, but to do some powerful things in the world as well. I'm the host of the Biz Info Zone web TV show for the Savvy Social Entrepreneur and the co-host of the Adventures of the Heart web TV show, Building Wisdom Through Experience. And while I teach prosperity consciousness and funding strategies that open up business opportunities and build business strategies that include partnering for-profit and nonprofit organizations, I serve heart-centered, purpose-driven entrepreneurs to strategically build bigger business to make a bigger difference in the world. And thank you, Dr. Cottle, for all the work that you are doing to bring myself and others like me who are really wanting to make a difference in the world.
Thank you, Lynn, and thanks for introducing yourself. And it's my pleasure. I love what I do, too. I'm very much, I have a lot of great passion for what I do. And so I want to say thank you, ladies, for joining me. And I want to delve, you know, one time into my, you know, some of the questions that I have and, you know, to sort of try to facilitate the objective of this tele-summit. However, the first question that I have is, what are some challenges you have experienced during the course of your entrepreneurial journey that threaten the success of your business? You know, I love if you can share that so that we can situate the discussion of this or the focus of this tele-summit. Who wants to go? Just start, and anyone can go.
Okay, this is Sherita Phillip. I'll go. Some of the challenges that I faced on my journey that threatened the success of my business was multiple things, but I want to key point on little to no clients. So because I was spending, in the beginning, I was spending my money to build my business, and then I saw, it, you know, the excitement was high, and I was getting clients, but then it slowed down. So that left me using a lot of my personal money to sustain the business, and then the debt began to add up, and I came to a crossroad where I had to decide if I could still sustain this business with my personal income. And I knew that I could not, so therefore I reached out to someone to help me, and I recreated my coaching package and created more clients. So without getting more clients, my business was almost at a about to be shut down. It was something that I strongly had to consider at that crossroad, that you're no longer bringing in the clients that you once were when you started. So what are you going to do? So that was my challenge. And then also the fear of the unknown, not knowing if I was going to get the clients that I needed that month to sustain the business. The fear of not knowing if anyone's going to call me for a speaking engagement.
Yeah.
So that was my challenge.
Okay, then, Sherita, thanks for sharing that. Can I hear Deborah Lange's experience?
Well, in fact, in what Sharita's saying in terms of clients dropping off, I think I shared at the beginning that I've had to go in and out of business over the last 20 years because of family responsibilities. And so that's meant it's like letting it go and then having to restart a business. But in fact, having to do that has given me a lot of strength. And in some ways, I mean, people kind of go into business sort of expecting, I'll start out, I'll tell everybody I've got these skills, I want to share them, I've got a product to sell. And it's as if it will just keep growing, growing, growing. But the reality is it actually doesn't. I mean, like Sharita said, you know, clients dropped off, she had to do something different. I've had to completely stop my business and have time out and then come back and start again. And so it's kind of like that is a part of business, is that there are cycles and there are times of decline and then there's times of growth. So you really have to be very astute, very quick on the market. Well, okay, what am I going to create that's new or different for a new market? Looking at your own strengths and packaging them in different ways. So it's kind of like a constant evolving thing. So I think when people go into business is to think it is going to be up and down. And when I'm down, I'm going to have to really gather resources from within myself to look at where I'm going to create the next thing. And it's just like that, you know. I think if you go in with expectation that it's just going to be this uphill thing and everything's going to flow, that sort of is unrealistic. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yes, it
and
does.
And that one strategy I now have, is, and it's good that you did this in this first quarter, is because I now have a strategy of 90-day cycles of looking at what I'm going to develop over the next 90 days and who would care or want that, and then sharing that to see if that's something that people want and is packaged in the right way. And if it's not, dropping it and then starting something new for the next 90 days. So I think in looking at 90-day cycles is actually a good idea.
Okay, then. So thank you. Thank you, Deborah. And we will get more into the 90-day strategies that you have, because it seems as if that's a very effective approach, and we'll use that. We'll talk about that when we look at, you know, strategies that has worked. And so thank you, Deborah Lunch. And I want to now ask Dr. Angelou to share with us what were some of her challenges that she had to face in her business. Hi, Dr. Angelou.
Hello, Dr. Cuddle.
Hi.
Thank you so much for having your show. My challenge was different because my challenge was delegating and making sure that people were going to give the same quality of work or presentation of my business as I would. So that was a challenge for me, because when you're starting a new business, you want to be in many places and doing everything. That was my biggest challenge, is to train them that they would be the face and be me in a business. And what I learned was to write a transcript for my employees, for my business manager, for each person, and a job description, exactly what I wanted to perform. The first person didn't work out because I want to make sure we're on the same page and we agree where there is no conflict. So what I did is I wrote a description, I explained it, we talked, and we've seen that it was in, you know, we're both on the same page. And when we're on the same page, it came together that they were able to step in and be the face of me being positive and being my support, rather me having to go behind someone and fix it on their mistakes and they're not doing the job quality or not representing me in that personable way, which I'm very personable.
Yeah.
I don't want to feel like I am with them and I support them in my business, that I'm just not another person. You're just not another number, that their business really does matter to me and their care does matter. So that's what I did, searching people out, making sure they have a connection and understand your passion in your business. And
okay.
It's been working out very wonderful for me, finding the clients and they're happy. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Angela, for sharing that. And can I hear Deborah Centelia? What were some of your challenges that you have experienced during the course of your entrepreneurial journey?
One of the major challenges for me was stepping outside of my comfort zone. I had been a coach and an author some years, and I wanted to provide a platform where other coaches and authors and women that had something powerful to say to have that platform, to say it on without traveling. And my mission was to enlighten, entertain, and educate women. And I had to step way out of my comfort zone of talking and sharing and learn all the technicalities behind that, from running the radio network to building my own website, because I couldn't find anybody that would do it the way that I wanted it to be done. And I had a very clear vision of how I wanted it to be. And although it is still a work in progress, it is heading in the right direction. But, boy, I had to learn a lot of new stuff.
Mm-hmm. And that could be very challenging when you have to learn so many things. And, you know, like you were talking about learning how to build a website, the whole, that whole technical aspect is a real learning curve for a lot of women or a lot of people who are in business. And so thank you, Deborah, for sharing. And I would like to call on Lynn. Hi, Lynn. Can
yes.
you share with us some of your experience?
Yes. Probably my biggest experience was in the whole concept of mindset. Coming out of the corporate success that I'd had over the 30 years that I was in the corporate environment, coming into the entrepreneurial world, it doesn't exactly equate to immediate success with what it was that I wanted to do. I had been in the commercial real estate arena and in the lending world, and while I built teams and organizations and I'd been an author and a trainer and a telesummit host and a grant writer for numerous years, when it came down to what I saw myself as, the who that I saw myself as an entrepreneur, talking about success in the entrepreneurial world, I kind of got stuck in the imposter syndrome for a bit. And I had to do, like, I think it was Deborah who talked about, you know, or Dr. Angela, coming into some incubator time to really identify the who that I was bringing to the world with the work that I wanted to do and the things that I desired to share. And when I aligned with my who and the story that I was telling myself, I really could identify who my ideal client was, what my purpose was, how to express my benefits, and, you know, the vision that I had for my business became something more real to me. And I could really speak to the reasons why someone would benefit from working with me. And I was able to then identify that it was heart-centered, purpose-driven entrepreneurs that I really chose to work with. And when you're in the space of social enterprise, you really are looking beyond just the bottom line of bringing revenue into your own business and, as a coach, helping others to bring revenue into their own businesses, to see beyond the purpose that your business might have and align with the purpose that you, as an individual, as a woman, divine feminine in this world, this energetic world, brings to the world, then, you know, you start talking a different story. You're vibrating in a different frequency, and you're attracting in a different way. And it really took me to a place of identifying that the 90-day cycles is really the best place for me to operate as well. I loved what Dr. Angela mentioned about that. And in creating some things that went there, it really has skyrocketed my business and allowed me to help so many others with the challenges that they're facing in business.
Okay, then. So thanks, Lynn. Thanks for your introduction as to who you are. And I want to say, I just have a few minutes again before my show ends. And I really appreciate you guys helping me to situate the discussion that, you know, in terms of looking at women's stories. And I'm really glad that you guys came out here this morning and was able to share with me. And I know we talk about the 90 days challenge that Deborah Lange brought up, and you, Lynn, also mentioned using a 90 days plan. And I think when we meet tomorrow, if we have time, because I don't think we have time to touch on that. But the next question that I'm looking at is, you know, what are some strategies that you have used to rebound and take your business forward that you can share with our listening audience? And I know, as I was saying, many of you have started to talk about that. And I think pushing it right now to say something, you know, to get into that topic, I think we will not do justice to the responses that you guys and the information that you guys have to share. So I want to say thank you for joining me today, and I really appreciate you guys joining me. You had centered women, you women, all who have a social agenda and who believe in the empowerment of women globally. And I want to say thank you for joining me, and I'm looking forward to your presence tomorrow and the following day. And I really hope that we will be able to, you know, use this space to share with the women out there, you know, what we have experienced and the effectiveness of the approaches that we have used in taking our business forward. So again, I want to say thank you and have a great day. I want to say to my listening
audience. Thank you.
Audience,
thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So I just want to tell the ladies out there listening, you guys can join me tomorrow. You can listen in archive again today to this this episode, and join me tomorrow and join me on Wednesday. Not Wednesday. Join me on Wednesday and join me on Thursday. It ends on Thursday. Okay. So thank you, ladies. Have a great day.
Thank you. You as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.